Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Polly. Joe, have you seen the movie Monsters, Inc. before?
Of course. I've actually seen it more than once. It's on TV a lot these days, and I really like the characters in it. I like the story.
Yeah.
And it kind of teaches you that no matter what something or someone might look like, they might look really scary, but they can really have a pure heart inside them as well. I think that's sort of the lesson of the movie.
Right. I like that message. Okay. So, and the movie came out when I was pretty young, and I really like it as well. I think it's very creative of them to have come up with it with this scarer concept.
That's right. If you've never seen the movie before, these monsters, the way they get power, like electricity for their society, for their cities, is they have to go into the human world and scare people, and they capture the screams. And that's like their electricity. So that was pretty cool. It was a really interesting part of the movie.
Right. And since the movie is so popular and it's loved by people of all ages, they are back with another movie, which will leave all of us more amazed by their creativity. And the upcoming movie brings us back to the world of Monsters, Inc.
That's right. We're going to have a bit of a prequel coming up to Monsters, Inc. All right, let's go ahead and get into today's article, and then we'll be back.
Reading.
Monsters University.
Mike Wazowski, a green monster with gangly legs and one large eye, is 17 years old and dreams of becoming a professional scarer. He enrolled in Monsters University, where many of the scariest monsters have trained. There, he shares a dorm room with Sully, the big man on campus, and a born scarer. Sully, however, doesn't think Mike will ever be an effective monster. The two monsters compete fiercely against each other to get into the university's coveted scaring program. This confrontation causes their ongoing feud to become too intense, though, and eventually, they're both kicked out of the School of Scaring. Interestingly, the unlikely duo must team up to get back into the school and graduate from Monsters University. The plot of Pixar's new film is set 10 years before Monsters, Inc., the 2001 film that introduced Mike and Sully. This time, though, the film hopes to shed some light on the pair's first encounter and how they overcome their differences and become long-lasting friends. Audiences will see what innocent monsters go through on that scary journey from life at home to a big university.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying Mike Wazowski, a green monster with gangly legs and one large eye, is 17 years old and dreams of becoming a professional scarer. Now, we're saying that Mike Wazowski has gangly legs. If you are gangly, it means you're very, very tall and really thin or skinny, especially so as to cause physical awkwardness. So, if somebody's gangly, it means they're really tall, quite skinny, and maybe a little bit clumsy, too.
Yeah. 对，所以 gangly 这个字是表示细长，不过通常不是用来称赞别人的，它比较是形容那种手长脚长，很瘦高到有一点笨拙的样子。那还有另外一个同义词也很常听到，是 lanky, L-A-N-K-Y 是一样的意思。好，那我们这句话还看到梦想做什么事情，用 dream of doing something. For example, he dreams of going back to his hometown one day.
Now, Mike Wazowski, he has a dream. He wants to be a professional scarer.
Yeah.
A scarer in this movie is somebody who scares people.
Yeah.
They do scary or frightening things to make people go, and scream and get really, really scared because maybe, I don't know, they surprise them in some way. In the movies, it's usually because the monsters are like coming out of the closet or coming out of the dark and screaming at the kids or whoever.To make them scream, to make them scared or afraid.
对，所以吓某人这个吓的动作就叫做 scare somebody. 所以后面我们加 er, scarer 当然就是吓人的人咯。
He enrolls in Monsters University, where many of the scariest monsters have trained. To enroll means to officially arrange to join a school, a university, or a course.
Enroll, E-N-R-O-L-L, 就是正式注册登记入学。我们可以说 enroll in a university or enroll in a course, 加入什么课程。
For example, she is planning to enroll in an English literature course.
好，那另外我们再看到呢，这个句子用了关系副词 where。为什么这句话会用 where 呢？我们把这个句子还原就会比较容易理解咯。把这个句子变成两个独立的句子的话，就是 He enrolls in Monsters University. Many of the scariest monsters have trained in Monsters University. 所以在这个大学受训会用到介系词 in。所以如果我们用一般关系代名词 which 来说的话 which 前面还需要加上介系词 in 变成 He enrolls in Monsters University in which many of the scariest monsters have trained 所以这个重点要记起来当我们看到介系词加上关系代名词表示地方的时候可以直接用一个字用 where 来替代就可以了
So Mike Wazowski enrolls in Monsters UniversityThere, he shares a dorm room with Sully, the big man on campus and a born scarer. Sometimes we describe people as being a born something. If you are a born something, it just means you are someone who has a strong natural ability to do something.
Okay, so born 它当形容词有天生的意思。如果我们说一个人是 a born actor, 就是指他天生下来就是当演员的料，很有天赋的意思。所以呢，这边说 a born scarer 当然就是指天生的吓人好手。
So if you say somebody is a born something, you can think of it like this.When they were just born, it's like they already have that talent or that ability inside them. Okay, Sully, he's the big man on campus, but however, he doesn't think Mike will ever be an effective monster. Effective means successful and working in the way that was intended. So Sully, he looks at Mike Wazowski and he thinks, no way, you'll never scare anybody.
Okay, 我们知道 effectEFFECT 名词表示影响效用或结果那么这边的形容词 effective 就是有效用的例如 The training is much more effective than expected 这么文章所以文章说呢 effective monster 其实就是指有效用的有成功有作为的 monster
The two monsters compete fiercely against each otherTo get into the university's coveted scaring program. So they're competing fiercely with each other. Fiercely means done with a lot of energy and strong feelings, and sometimes violent.
对 fierce 这个形容词表示很激烈。所以呢他们 compete fiercely against each other, 就是和彼此激烈的争斗。那么 fierce 也可以用来指一个人的个性很凶猛残酷。
The reason they're competing fiercely is they want to get into the coveted scaring program. Coveted, or to covet something, just means to have a very strong desire to have something that someone else has. Coveted means highly sought after. So the program, the scaring program is coveted. It just means a lot of people want to get into that program.
Okay, so coveted.C-O-V-E-T 这个字比较难它原本这个动词就是指很渴望那么 coveted 变成形容词则是形容大家都梦寐以求得到的很抢手的意思例如 a coveted opportunity 那么另外呢我们刚刚有听到一个很值得学起来的片语叫做 sought after 也是一样表示很抢手的大家都想要的 So this is a covetedscaring program, many people are eager to participate in it and sounds like it's not easy to get in.
That's right, it's not easy. They don't take just any monster. While this confrontation causes their ongoing feud to become too intense though, and eventually they're both kicked out of the school of scaring. They have a confrontation, Sully and Mike Wazowski. A confrontation is a situation in which there is a lot of angry disagreement between two people or groups.
好，我们来学 confrontation 之前，我们先记一下 confront 这个动词 C-O-N-F-R-O-N-T， 中文就是正面对抗。例如呢 to confront danger， 所以在这边名词的形式 confrontation 就是两方势力的对峙对抗。
For example, she stayed in her room to avoid another confrontation with her father.
好，所以和谁的对抗可以说 confrontation with somebody。那么另外看到 ongoing feud， ongoing 就是表示持续的 continuing 这样的意思。Feud, F-E-U-D, 是名词，表示仇恨或者不和 ,a state of long-standing mutual hostility. 那么如果要澄清自己和谁没有不和的话，你就可以说 ,there's no feud between us.
Another important word in that sentence is intense. Intense means having a very strong effect or felt very strongly.
Intense.I-N-T-E-N-S-E 是形容词，表示很剧烈强烈的。例如呢，我们可以说 intense pain, intense pressure, or intense feeling. 所以他们的仇恨和争吵越演越烈， their feud became too intense.
Another example we might say is the intense pain made him unable to sleep at night.
Okay, and if you kick somebody out, you make someone leave a place or a job, so they get kicked out of school means they were forced to leave school, 被退学。那如果你是自己因为一些因素要休学的话 to leave a school before your course has finished, 我们就会用 drop out. For example, he dropped out of college in his sophomore year.
Interestingly, the unlikely duo must team up to get back into the school and graduate from Monsters University.
好，我们先学一下 duo, D-U-O 这个名词表示双人组合。那么在拉丁字呢 ，duo, D-W-O 就是表示二的意思。所以呢 ，duo 我们很常用来形容表演团体，例如双人的摇滚组合，我们就可以说 a rock duo。那么如果是双人合唱的歌曲，则叫做 duet, D-U-E-T.
Now Mike Wazowski and Sully have to team up. Team up means to join with someone in order to work on something. For example, Asian nations teamed up to fight the contagious disease.
好，那么 team 呢，原本这个名词是团队，所以它当动词也就是组成团队的意思，常和 up 一起连用 team up 结盟合作。
The plot of Pixar's new film is set 10 years before Monsters, Inc., the 2001 film that introduced Mike and Sully. So we're talking about the plot of this movie. The plot is the events that form the main story of a book,a film or a play.
Plot, P-L-O-T, 名词表示小说或电影里面的情节。
For example, the plot of the upcoming movie seems very complex. We also saw the word set in this sentence. The plot is set. If a film, a play, or a story is set in a particular place or period of time, the action takes place there or then.
所以以什么时空为背景呢？我们就可以用 set 来表达。例如 ，the novel is set in 19th century England。另外，我们看到2001年的这一部《怪兽电力公司》，它的英文片名是 Monsters Inc. Inc. I N C 再加一点，它是 Incorporated 的缩写，表示法人组织的公司的。那么名词形式的公司则叫做 Incorporation。
This time, though, the film hopes to shed some light on the pair's first encounter and how they overcome their differences and become long-lasting friends.
好 shed, S-H-E-D 当动词有发散或留下的意思，例如掉眼泪是 shed tears. 那么呢 shed light on something 是什么意思呢？我们赶快来看一下今天的 shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
You love reading science books. What is that one about?
It's really interesting. It sheds light on black holes in space.
Light can't escape from a black hole, even I know that.
To shed light on something means to give information about something.
I see. Shed light on something means 澄清透露讯息
Pretty cool, right?
I wish someone could shed some light on why you like to read those boring books all the time.
Alright, so to shed light on something means to make something easier to understand by proving,by providing new or better information. 让某事清楚的意思。那我可以再造一个例句。The research had shed light on the possible cure of the disease.
And to overcome something means to successfully control a feeling or problem that prevents you from achieving something.
好的 overcome 这个动词战胜或克服 For example, he finally overcame his fear of water and learned to swim.
Audiences will see what innocent monsters go through on that scary journey from life at home to a big university. So if you're innocent, just means you're not experienced or worldly. In other words, naive.
对所以 innocent 在这边指单纯的涉世未深的意思
For example, he was 12 years old and very innocent.
那除了当天真之外 ,innocent, 另外有一个很常见的意思是无辜的、清白的,也就是 guilty 的反义词。例如 ,nobody believes the suspect is innocent.
Alright, that's all the time we have for today's article, but now it's time for You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, today's question on For You Chat is, have you ever competed too much with a classmate and what happened?
Okay, my answer is no, because I spent more time competing with myself rather than other people.
Okay, well, that's a very good answer, actually. I never really competed too much with my classmates, but if we did...It was more like competing with my friends in like a friendly way. Mm. Like, oh yeah, I got like 2% better on the test than you did. And we'd, you know, make fun of each other a little bit. It was never like a big intense rivalry. Remember the word intense. Mm. You feel it very strongly. It was more just for fun and...to push each other as well, to do better.
Yeah, it's actually a good way to improve yourself by competing.
Mm-hmm. Competition can be healthy as long as you're not getting too, you know, wrapped up in it or taking it too seriously. But of course, we all want to do good in school, and it's okay to compete with your classmates to try and be the best.
But it's more important to compete with yourself.
That's true. You have to compete with yourself as well. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of today's program. Please do join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Polly. Bye.
Goodbye.
Monsters University.
Mike Wazowski, a green monster with gangly legs and one large eye, is 17 years old and dreams of becoming a professional scarer. He enrolls in Monsters University, where many of the scariest monsters have trained. There, he shares a dorm room with Sully, the big man on campus and a born scarer.Sully, however, doesn't think Mike will ever be an effective monster. The two monsters compete fiercely against each other to get into the university's coveted scaring program. This confrontation causes their ongoing feud to become too intense, though, and eventually, they're both kicked out of the School of Scaring. Interestingly,The unlikely duo must team up to get back into the school and graduate from Monsters University. The plot of Pixar's new film is set 10 years before Monsters, Inc., the 2001 film that introduced Mike and Sully. This time, though, the film hopes to shed some light on the pair's first encounter and how they overcome their differences and become long-lasting friends.Audiences will see what innocent monsters go through on that scary journey from life at home to a big university. Vocabulary Review.
Enroll. Student must enroll in a university before they can take classes there. Confrontation. The confrontation between the father and son caused the boy to run away from home. Intense. You need to warm up before doing intense exercise, or you might get hurt. Team up. Finishing the task could be easier if you team up. Plot. The book's plot is easy to understand, so almost anyone can read it. Innocent. Children are very innocent and usually see the positive side of life.